from Oroville, November 28th, 2007, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Andrea. Today in Oroville, the weather is pleasant. The sky is bright blue with scattered clouds. The temperatures recorded from the Matremandir weather station range between 22 and 31 degrees. The forecast for today and Thursday shows scattered clouds continuing with breezes from the northeast. Here's an excerpt from a future school student, Danielle.
I'm Daniel. I came to Oroville 12 years ago. I'm 14 now.
So you arrived that you were 2 years old.
Yeah.
And now it's past 12 years. What did change for you? What did you perceive is changing and if changing?
Obviously I can't remember 12 years ago, but I think it's... Oroville is slowly growing and I'm going with it. I think I'll be the generation which will be sort of when Oroville reaches a good amount of people where we actually can fulfill the dream. I think, Oroville is slow but steadily improving. And I think it's good. It's a good pace.
You are a teenager, so you know teenagers. What do teenagers think about this place?
My friends think that, Oroville is our home. We can't imagine growing up in London or something. Maybe there are better parties and I don't know what, but Oroville is our place and we can always go to London and New York and Berlin and whatever. But Oroville is pretty unique and I feel that it was a great place to grow up in. I wouldn't swap with another my place. Maybe, like I said earlier, more people should come to Oroville, especially for teenagers, but that'll come in time.
India Today, one of India's major magazines, carries in this week's issue a series of short articles on what they deem as the best of India. Oroville is something they have chosen. Alexander from Moscow, who has been experimenting with constructing and playing flat bell gongs for more than a decade, will be coming for collaborative research to Oroville from December 7th through 28th. Work is going on to construct a big tuned set of flat bell gongs for Oroville, possibly for the Unity Pavilion and the International Zone, to ring in a new area, to bring down and help in the unfoldment of the new music, and to create resonance and an inspiring atmosphere for a wholesome manifestation of the dream of the city the earth needs. There will be a meeting to share more information and the context of this exciting project and coordinate helping support in Verite on Saturday, December 1st, 4 o'clock. Krishna Kumar and Gita are longtime teachers of Bharatanatyam dance in Oroville since 1983. They are once again offering a major dance workshop, a 12-week intensive, that will culminate with a performance in Oroville on March 8, 2008. This time, the theme is Unity in Diversity, where the ancient legend of Oroville, the story of Kalaveli Sidar, will be explored. The workshop is open to adults, both beginners and advanced dancers of any genre. Participation is free. Training starts in December. For more information, please contact Gita at 223-9461. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. Marlenka on microphone. For further information, please check the website oroville.org. Thanks for listening.